Ted, do you consent to be interviewed by Howard?
Yeah.
Okay. Today is December the 5th at 7:37 p.m. So the first questions I have is, how do you think people reacted to COVID compared to past pandemics?
I think that people reacted somewhat better to COVID than they may have to past pandemics, but overall it was a fairly similar reaction because people are pretty similar to how they are in the past. Like, we like to think that we've evolved and become better in overall, but we're pretty similar to our ancestors. And so I think that there was probably a better reaction because in general people are more more intelligent and more informed. And maybe that doesn't seem that way, but I think definitely when you look at past pandemics, people were a lot less knowledgeable about everything. And even if people seem stupid or even if their reactions seem pretty dumb, there's a lot worse that people have reacted to past diseases.
How did learning about pandemics change your view of COVID?
I think looking at past pandemics kind of put COVID into perspective for me. It gave me an idea that a lot of people, and myself, I believe that COVID was this really special thing and that, you know, it's once in a lifetime, this has never happened. But when you look at all the previous pandemics, you see that pandemics are pretty common. And I mean, what was uncommon was that we haven't had one in such a long time, that we haven't had one since like the influenza outbreak. And so I think that it really just showed me that this isn't as insane and as unbelievable as I thought it was and as many people thought.
Okay, so from what you have learned, do you think the world will improve its response to future pandemics?
I think so. I think that the world will. I don't think maybe as much as they could. Like, there's probably a lot that they can do that they won't do just because people only do, you know, so much. But I think that the response will be pretty substantial because, I mean, we saw just how little we did.
Okay, so did one particular past pandemic strike you as similar to COVID?
I think when we looked at cholera and just how people, when they were sending different messages to their family members, just how similar they seemed to us today. So even though cholera is such a different disease, it felt that the way people reacted was pretty similar to COVID. Howard, do you consent to being interviewed?
Yes.
All right, so the date is December 5th at 7:40 p.m. So just to get into the questions, did learning about other pandemics help you put COVID into context?
Yes, I think it definitely did. The reason for that is because I think, first of all, by just me experiencing COVID at the age of 18, 19, I think it's really rare. I've never seen anything like this ever in my life. By looking and studying specifically at the global pandemics and study thoroughly about the past pandemics that have happened in the history of human race, I think this pandemics, I've definitely think that it's just another common human disease that the entire human race is like going through. And
all right, how does this pandemic, COVID, compare to past pandemics?
I think speaking from technological perspective, our experts are definitely responses much more quickly than the previous pandemics. And the vaccines came out right after, like, you know, the COVID ravaged all the cities. And fortunately, we're able to have all the medical cares and all the precautions that were taken by the government were able to not make the situation look too bad. As for the political perspective, I think the society is like becomes more dividing, especially in the United States, where you see a group of people who doesn't believe in this COVID thing, whereas another people would just kind of take into another extreme that they think we should wear our mask all the time, regardless of blah, 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 what. So I think that's just kind of the two extreme things that I have seen in today's society.
And do you think humans have learned from their prior experience with pandemics?
Yes, they have learned and no, they have not. The reason I said yes is because I think humans definitely are putting more trust into our scientists. The reason I said no is because we're still seeing some people acting really foolish and behave just really stupid during the pandemic. And they're not like trust they kept politicizing this COVID thing, which makes the entire situation even worse. So I think that's not good.